Even as Iraqis voted, the U.S. military was remembering 31 Americans who wanted to secure that election. 30 Marines and one sailor died last week in a helicopter crash. They had trained at Kaneohe, Hawaii, and that's where their friends and colleagues spoke of them. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports.
Here at the Marine Corps base in K-Bay, as it's known, mourners left colorful bouquets of Hawaiian ginger flowers and leis made of orchids. Christina Suiyoshi came in memory of her 24-year-old boyfriend, Corporal Gael St. Ville, from Florida.
I didn't want him to go. I mean, I understand it's his job, you know, but he called me before he left on the helicopter. He just said that he has one last mission to do, and not to worry. He loves me, and he'll be home soon.
St. Ville and his buddies in the 1st Battalion, 3rd Regiment had been scheduled to return from Iraq in a matter of weeks or even days. Lance Corporal Buck Gates got back to the Hawaii base last week.
I'm still kind of in shock over the whole thing because when I left them, they were fine. I told myself and I told them that you guys will be back soon. You know, in a month or two, you guys will be back. I'll see you again.
Gates says the guys came from all over the U.S. but trained here in Hawaii. In Iraq, they patrolled the streets and even fought in the assault on Fallujah last fall. Before the crash, they were preparing to secure the Iraqi elections.
Seeing the elections and such over there, is democracy worth all my friends? Absolutely not. But we were over there fighting for something that we believed in.
With his eyes still swollen from tears, Gates told about how some of his friends left behind newborn sons and daughters they never got to hold. He has fresh memories of the others, too.
Richard Gilbert, my good buddy that crashed, he loved to play his guitar. He loved heavy metal. He's a really smart guy, too. He'd talk to you about anything, politics, you know, religion, sports. He was probably the brain of them all.
From a distance, I just cannot comprehend what all this fight is for.
Yesterday afternoon, active and retired Marines, bikers, and others gathered to honor their brothers during an informal memorial service at the Creekside Lounge, a favorite watering hole for Marines.
Nathan Moore, 21, Champaign, Illinois. Morad Rajimov, 20, San Diego, California. Lance Corporal Ronald Dane Reardon, 20 years old, from Bexar, Texas.
As one patron read the names of the fallen Marines, the bar's television screens flashed news footage of Iraqis dancing and celebrating their election. Jim House thanked the group for honoring his brother, Navy medic John House of California, and retired Marine Sergeant Major Bob Porter reflected on the U.S. military in Iraq.
Our troops are out there. They do not know who is going to shoot them. Our people are like clay pigeons. And God bless them.
On the mainland, grieving families will be holding funerals and memorial services for the Marines, but the Creekside Lounge Gang wanted them to know that Hawaii honors them too.
Ladies and gentlemen, a toast to our troops. And it's a fact that Marines never die. They just go to hell and regroup.
Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Honolulu, Hawaii.
We are reporting on the Iraqi election throughout today's program, and you can find NPR's complete Iraqi election coverage at our website, npr.org.